stars that shine. He made the mountains and the oceans blue. Is there anything I can't do? He made the deserts and the waters that flow. He sends the rain that makes the flowers grow.
This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon. I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. Now, I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow before you. We come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your many blessings upon us. Thank you for allowing us to be here on the radio. Lord, I pray that you'd have your will and your way during this time. I pray, Father, Lord, that you'd move and just get glory and honor out of everything that's said and done. We ask you today, Father, Lord, to please just continue to bless the children's homes. Please save these youngins, Lord. I pray, Father, that the word of God would go out and find good ground. Lord God, good lodging place. It accomplished that whereunto you sent it. Lord, I pray today for all of our missionaries. I pray that you'd bless them and help them, Father. Lord God, provide every need according to your riches and glory. Lord, help us to just encourage one another, love one another, be kind, tender-hearted. Lord, I pray that you'd help us with these things. As far as the old natural man, they don't come easy, Lord, but I'm glad the spiritual man, that's what he feeds off of, and we come before you today. Lord, and I do ask you once again to bless the listeners. Have your way during this time, Lord. We'll give you the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me mention this. I ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers where they feed the children daily in Romania and Bulgaria, and then also all the mission work in those countries. I appreciate what the Lord's doing concerning the Bible translation and the printing of the Bible and getting the word out. And a lot of good things are taking place there, especially in Romania, Bulgaria, and Turkey. For years and years, they really didn't have a good translation of the Bible. And since about 1991, they've worked on that and get them an equivalent to the King James Version. And now they're finishing up all the proofing of those things and getting it on the radio and a station where they're reading it, able to go to it, access it through the internet, and read it, listen to it. You say, well, why is that so important? The greatest thing over there, there's a lot of folks that are not educated. They cannot read and write. We can get a Bible in their hands, but they can't read it. And so this way we are able to have someone read it to them. And I believe that word of God is a pure seed. And so anyway, if you would continue to pray, the Lord's doing a great thing in this. And we're just glad to be part of it, glad to see what the Lord is doing. And so anyway, if you would please continue to pray for this work, pray for those missionaries, that the Lord would just have his will and his way during this time. I want to ask you to write us this week, if you would. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church, and we trust that it'll be a blessing.
I have read in the Bible that God so loves sinners that he let his son die in our place. Paid the price for their sins on the old cross of Calvary. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
Thank God.
Thank God there's a bridge or a see the Redeemer's sweet face.
With him
we shall reign there forever. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
I have
read how he said, let your heart not be troubled, for I go to prepare you a place.
Streets of
gold, gates of pearl, and its walls are of jasper. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
Thank God.
Thank God there's a bridge or the river, and we'll see the Redeemer's sweet face.
With him
we shall reign there forever. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
Amen. That's good, wasn't it? Praise God, I'm glad for what he's done. I'm glad for what he's doing. Turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 1, and I'm going to try my best to hurry up. It says in the first chapter, in the first verse, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. I'm glad he is separated unto something, and not just got separated from something. He got separated to something. Most of the Baptists I know separated from everything and ain't separated to nothing. Boy, you need to be separated to the Son of God, which he had promised afore by the prophets and the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Amen. Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Now, I want to just talk to you a little bit about why the book of Romans is written. It is written about Jesus, about the Son of God. I mean, listen, the devil's out there today denying that Jesus is the Son of God. I mean, they're denying, and the Muslims are saying that he's not the Son of God, that God had no son. They're too late for me, brother. I met him 58 years ago now. I met this fellow Jesus. I mean, I ran up on him one day, and I know I had a conversation with him. I talked to him. He is the Son of God because he saved me, translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son, washed me in his blood, and sanctified me, set me apart from heaven, and took me to be with him. Say, oh, you ain't there yet. You just think I ain't there yet. Bless God, what do you think we're shouting about this morning? We're not shouting about how good we are. We're shouting about the Son of God. The Son of God that gave himself for our sin, that died for our sin, and rose the third day for our justification. Our Lord God, he's declared to be the Son of God, but he's not only declared. The Bible said, Paul said, I'm writing this concerning. Well, I thank God for what Paul wrote concerning his Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, his Son Jesus Christ, and our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. I mean, he's the Son of God according to the flesh. Now, he's talking, most of the book of Hebrews written to them Israelites because they didn't believe him. I mean, they're blinded, they didn't believe him. But I'm glad, thank God, he's the Son of God whether you believe him or not. And I'm glad he's the Son of God whether you like it or not. And I'm glad he's the Son of God whether you receive him or not. And I'm glad he's the Son of God whether you ever meet him or not. I'm just glad he's the Son of God. Bless God, I'm just glad that you're praising the Son of God today and praising him for his goodness. Not yours, it's his. I like what Sister Green said. Bless God, you couldn't pay for it. And you don't even have to keep yourself. I'd like for a lot of folks to know that. I hope this goes on the radio, and I hope some of these folks that's trying to do right and do better and putting everybody under condemnation. I listened to some the other day coming down the highway. Lord God talking about how bad you are and how bad the devil is. I could care less about him. I want you to know about the Son of God. I'm not interested in the devil. I'm not interested in what he's done to you, and I'm not even interested in what you're doing. I know you're mean as hell, but thank God, I'm glad the Son of God looks at you and he don't see you. He don't see what you've done. Listen, I read over there where he said, we're flesh of his flesh. I like that, don't you? I mean, I read where he said, we're flesh of his flesh. He's looking at his flesh, not yours. Oh, but if you don't clean up, well, keep on cleaning up. You're made out of dirt. And if anybody ever found out how to clean up dirt, tell me. I mean, you can wash her down to the bone, and the bone's made out of dirt. Then you can wash to the mar, and the mar's made out of dirt. It's all dirt. God took the dust and made a man. He did. It's dust, dirt. And that's all it's ever been. And God just breathed into him the breath of life. Amen. And he became a living soul. And that soul was made when God breathed the soul into him. Thank God, I'm glad that man that's living on the inside has got nothing to do with this fella on the outside. I mean, we've been circumcised. I mean, that means we've been cut loose from toenail to top of our head. I mean, the inside man has nothing to do with this outside flesh. We got brand new flesh when you got saved. That's what the Bible said. We're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And Jesus said, nobody ever hated his own flesh.
Amen.
I said, well, God don't love me. If you're his flesh, honey, he has to love you.
Amen.
If God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And God loved his son. And he is pleased with him. I mean, when old John baptized him on that day, and this brother's talking about it this morning, I mean, John didn't really know who Jesus was when he baptized him. But God had done told him, said, the fellow that you see the Holy Ghost, when you baptize somebody and the Holy Ghost descends on him in the form of a dove, that's him.
Amen.
And old John baptized, and that dove come down there and lit on him. And God said out of heaven, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Now somebody said, boy, I'll tell you right now, he'll straighten up the Holy Ghost to get on you. Bless God, listen, you just get Jesus in you. The Holy Ghost never lit on Jesus. He never lit on Jesus until John baptized Jesus to fulfill all righteousness. And when he did it, Jesus got the Holy Ghost come on him because he was the Son of God. When you get born again, you become the Son of God. That's when you get the Holy Ghost. You might get filled with it down the road somewhere. I don't know nothing about that. I think I got filled when I got saved. God bless God, I got more than I could handle the day I got saved. I didn't come down the aisle chewing gum, shaking hands, repeating prayer. I got down there and got the conviction, got down there and got saved by the grace of God. And son, listen, I got up and I saw, I didn't know where I was at. I was seeing things I'd never seen. I saw the glory of God in the church, and I saw the church, and they looked like God's holy people. And Lord God, they looked like that ever since. You look better than anybody I've ever seen anywhere. You know what? The Holy Ghost don't come on you. It comes on his flesh. And I've got that. He comes on his son. And I've got him. And he comes on what he's done. I've got that. He's well pleased in my with Jesus. He said that to John. And then he went upon the mount one day and talked to Moses and Elijah, and Peter, James, and John read a prayer. And here he is again. And they're wanting to build something. Because I think as Baptists, they always have to build something. I mean, always have to build something. Jesus said, I mean, God said out of heaven, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him.
Amen.
He's well pleased with you.
Yes, sir.
And he wants you to listen to him.
Amen.
And what this Bible said Jesus done, I wish I had time to preach it. Oh, it'll take me all day. But bless God, we're justified. Now, I know a few things that was written here that tells you how bad you are as a sinner. But then it comes over here and said, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. Now, who was the righteousness of God? It's Jesus. And he is manifested. You know how come him to be manifested? Take away sin. That's what he come for. He didn't come to cover it up, come take it away. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And I heard a fellow yesterday said, bless God, if you'll get saved, he'll take all your sins away. But he preached for half an hour on you got to confess them as a Christian I'm talking about. And then he said, he'll take them away. But said, then if you live right, God will bless you. I thought, Lord God, why don't he get his mind and his mouth together? I mean, he's got his mouth running one direction, his mind's in another.
Amen.
I mean, the God will save you. He takes away your sin, and you're not guilty anymore before God. Thus, God, you're forgiven, and they're gone, 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 gone. These folks get up and holler and sing, praise God, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood. Mine's not underneath the blood. They're gone. And then they'll say, y'all come down here and confess them. Hey, Now, don't down me right there. But that's the way it is. Now, I want to declare unto you, he's declared to be the Son of God, and the Son of God in him is no sin. There was no guile found in his mouth. He's a Son of God. He's a holy Son of God. He's the righteous Son of God. He's the perfect Son of God. And one day he made me bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and put me in his body. Now don't run around here telling me that I need something done for me. Bless God, I've done got it all done. I've got his flesh, his blood, his body. I've got him inside of me. And what on earth do I need done for me except just enjoy him? And these people sit around, and of course I know it. I told some the other day, these preachers sit around, honey, don't talk about how bad people are. They know they're bad. Good God to everybody. If you don't know you're a sinful man after you're saved, then you need to get somebody to talk to you. Amen. Why, if you think you're something, you're nothing. Amen. I mean, I'm preaching about the Son of God. I ain't preaching about Brookside church members. I'm preaching about how good he is. And I'm preaching about how wonderful he is. And I'm talking about how good he is. And I ain't got time to talk about how bad you are. Because I mean, it takes all my time to explain how rotten and sorry we are. But he don't hear that. And don't you go tell him about it either. Don't run up and say, God, I know you forgot this, but I just want to remind you that I'm a sinner. No, you ain't a sinner. You're a new creature.
Amen.
It's what you are because of the Son of God. And it said, if the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. But now the righteousness of God without the law was manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. That's Jesus. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, and to all of them that believe, for there is no difference, for all of sin come short of the glory of God, but being justified freely by his grace, and thank God for his grace. I mean, Jesus came, he is full of grace and truth. He didn't have a bit of law with him when he came. Isn't that wonderful? God gave Moses the law on the mount, but when he come down here to Jesus, buddy, he didn't bring a load of law. He's full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Ain't you glad?
Amen.
How many ain't you glad somebody living inside of you full of grace?
Amen.
Ain't you glad you got somebody inside of you full of the truth?
Amen.
Great Lord God. I know that we're nothing, but he's everything.
Amen.
I'm not preaching about us. I like what I'm preaching.
Yes.
I like it because I'm preaching about him. I mean, the Bible said, being freely justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in who? Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God. Isn't that good? I'm talking about the Son being declared to be the Son of God.
Amen.
I'm telling you that Jesus Christ done what he said and what the Bible said. I mean, the Bible said through the redemption that is in who? Christ Jesus. Nothing in you. There's no redemption in you. You can kill every cow from here to Texas and back and sacrifice every one of them and still die in your sins and go to hell. But I'm glad the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Let me hurry. I know it's after 12 and you done quit on me. Whom God has set forth to be the propitiation. Ain't you glad God done that? Through faith in his blood,
Amen.
To declare, I say, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins.
Amen.
S-I-N-S. And this crowd running around said, well, you're saved up at Calvary, and grace stops at Calvary, and works has to take in. Well, where in the name of God have you been all your life? Grace ain't never stopped.
Amen.
And works ain't never saved nobody.
Amen.
While them Jews tried to get saved by works, they could never do it. So they're going to have the grace. And Peter said the grace that is to come, that's a revelation of Jesus Christ. My God, everybody gets there is going by grace. And the Bible said, whom he has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Oh, you say that means the sins that's past. No, that's all of them.
Amen.
Son, listen.
Amen.
He died. My sin wasn't even here. My sins was not. I mean, I wasn't even here when Jesus died. That's 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
But he died to take care of past sins. Mine's past.
Amen.
Thank God they're gone.
Amen.
To declare, I say unto you at this time, his righteousness. Isn't that wonderful? Keep talking about his righteousness. Yeah, but preacher, bless God, I think we ought to. Well, sure you ought to live right. Well, I know you ought to live right. Shame on you for not trying. But shame on you when you think you do. When you think you've arrived, honey, you're about as hypocritical and as pharisaical as you can get. When you think, but I'll tell you right now, I'm living right. And I know there's some of you here, and if somebody don't do like you think they ought to do, you think, well, bless God, they ain't living like I am. Well, they ain't. Thank God for it. Because you got an old spirit of envy and strife and pride and hell in you that I'm glad they ain't got it.
Amen.
I like to see some of these folks mess up once in a while. It makes me feel pretty good. I mean, really, because it makes me find out that there's none good. None good. No, not one. Oh, but you say, preacher, don't you think that so-and-so is better? I don't think anybody's better than anything. If you ain't saved by the grace of God, you're on the way to hell. And if you got saved by the grace of God, it's his son, his blood, his righteousness, and he's the one done the washing, and he's the one done the ironing, and he's going to present you faultless before God, and he's going to do it. And don't try to take no glory off of God. I mean, Lord God. People run around and say, I tell you right now, I ought to be honest. I wouldn't steal. Well, quit stealing the glory. I mean, I'd rather you steal my money than to try to steal the glory off of God, the Son of God. I'm talking about the Son of God today. That's who I'm preaching about.
Amen.
It's him. Well, I guess time's gone and I've run out. And I heard watches clicking and folks are looking. People shaking their arm, and you know that it's time to quit. That's the reason we ain't having nothing in our churches in America today. Everybody don't take time. It does say take time to be holy. Call off on the Lord. That's what the song says, anyhow. You need to take time to be holy. Oh, we need to stay here sometime at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody shouting it out and having a good time. Son, let me say this. I just praise God for Brookside. Not because of you, but because of him.
Amen.
That lives here.
Amen.
And I'm glad we ain't trying to be. Lord, I'm glad I wouldn't want to live in a dead church. And I realize that a dead church is one that don't have no life in it.
Amen.
I mean, that's what a dead church is. Now, of course, that's what a dead body is. If you don't have no life, you're dead.
Amen.
Now, I mean, Jesus is the life.
Amen.
Need some Jesus in the church.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message today. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.
You're dead.
Amen.
Now, I mean, Jesus is the life.
Amen.
Need some Jesus in the church.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message today. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.